A Residence Obligation by Ajibika Lapita. 1. Our Lives Before the Virus. We slipped into the hospital before 6 in the morning, bought our first cup of coffee, sailed into workrooms and anchored ourselves to desk. We talked about patients and numbers and pathophysiology. We danced our way into patient rooms when they were asleep. We slipped our stethoscopes under the covers and heard the music of heartbeats interplay with breath sounds. We smiled when the music was familiar. We took pause when it was not. We weaved throughout the hallways with computers and large teams. We presented. Everything seemed so performative. Clinical conditions changed. We responded. Parents were angered. We responded. Nurses were frustrated. We responded. New laboratory studies resulted. We responded. We counted the hours until we would leave the hospital. We counted the hours until we would have to return. We loved the medicine. Trust me, we did. We hated our hours and the lack of autonomy, but how we loved the medicine. If our 14-year-old selves saw us now, they'd be proud, right? 2. Our lives during the virus. Some hospitals have long, winding lines of hospital employees who await temperature checks prior to entry. We don't. We drift into workrooms. There are fewer of us, and we fear one another. We don't touch. We don't hug. We verbalize our distress into the void. Do anyone else hear it? We see our patients, begrudgingly. We put on protection we don't believe in. Our stethoscopes move more quickly. We feel guilty for our outlook, but we want to survive. Friendly faces are harder to tell apart with masks in place. Our schedules are reshuffled. We accept. Our electives are slashed. We accept. Our plans are canceled. We accept. Our vacations become staycations. We accept. Adults are slated to roll through our hospital's doors. We accept. Individuals at other institutions are pulled from their disciplines to join the front lines, and we feel immense pressure to do our part. We rejoice when we can peel off PPE and slide our mask into our labeled bags. The roads are empty, and there are few pedestrians. When we are in scrubs, they cross the street. Months ago, they were convinced that we wanted to use vaccines to give their children autism, and now we are heroes. It feels good, but only sometimes. If our 14-year-old selves saw us now, they'd be proud, right? 3. Our lives after the virus. The hospital will still stand, and we, the residents, an ever-expandable workforce, will be there. We'll show up to work, coffee in hand, stethoscopes around our necks. We may look the same as we do now, but we will be different, because things will be lost in this pandemic. And some of those things will be parts of ourselves. If our 14-year-old selves saw us now, they'd be proud, right? God, I hope so.